Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 4, we were taught that even in the worst times in our ministry, we should always remember that God will bring us through them. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We're told in our text, Christians went to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. The Apostle Paul had the oversight of the ministry. He sent these men out. But then, after sending them out, Demas pulls out. He should have stood right there with Paul at a time when he was greatly needed, as it is near the end of Paul's life. Now we begin to understand a little bit better 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and verse 10. He says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Then in verse 10 of chapter 2 of this book, he says, "Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." But you know, there he said endure hardness, and he said endure afflictions, endure all things. Why? Because people will get saved, Christ will be glorified, and eternity will show it to be so. Now, since a New Testament book is written to him, we know that Titus is a good man. But he's not there with Paul because the need of the ministry was that he go to Dalmatia. It'd be tempting for Titus, for his own needs, which are very real, but Paul places the ministry above himself. Paul just trusts God's wisdom in the trial. So Paul does not allow the Demases to tell him, "Well, look, it's time to quit. You've had a good ministry and all that. Now it's time to step down and let us take over and do it as we feel it ought to be done." Now, even to the last days of his life, God cares about Paul, and he's still leading Paul. By the way, as a Christian, it doesn't matter if you're a pastor or not. Let God be your daily experience as you walk with him. And when you receive an unexpected blow in life, those suddenlies that hit us, don't forget the good things God is doing. Look again at verse 11 of this text where he says, "Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry." Now, remember, Satan is trying to stop this ministry. The ministry is hurt. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The ministry is hurt. But Paul is in dire straits, and Demas has left at a critical time. But God has given the apostle a Luke, a beloved physician who's taking care of him in prison. Henry Morris, in his notes, points out that the prisons of that day were miserable. No clothing was provided, no amenities. Any of that would need to come from the outside. Demas didn't want to do so, and he left. So God provided a medical doctor who gives attendance to those needs and health. In essence, God brought in a better man than Demas, both spiritually and for the physical need. On the other hand, Mark is profitable for him as well. Now, we remember the experience in Acts 15 when Barnabas and Paul split because Barnabas wants to give Mark a second chance, who left them in trial on the first missionary journey. That word profitable has the idea of, hey, Mark is what I need right now and in this place. He left one time when we needed him, but we need him even more now. And he is God's man for the job. Now, I'm pointing that out to just say godly people do not hold grudges. Now, too often people measure not only on how others respond to them, they measure by what they perceive them to think. They excuse their self-failure by saying, well, I would have come to you. I would have said something to you. But I know that you would just play it off. You wouldn't do this. You wouldn't do that. So I just didn't come to you. One thing that is a strong promise of God about eternity, that faith in God's eternity and in God's promises of eternity has brought much peace to my inner man than all the books of this world could provide. I understand by the Word of God that if I stay true, he will vindicate it, and it will be vindicated for all eternity one day. They may talk against you, but they also talked against Jesus Christ. So let the Pharisees speak all their religious self-righteousness. We just need to stick to the Word of God. Just remember that false accusation against you builds your reward in heaven. Jesus promised it in Matthew 5:10-12. And you know what? Yeah, God doesn't lie. Isn't it great that we have the God of the second chance, who will even make a close friend of one who rejected us earlier, and will use that person to be a help to the ministry. Now, again, Paul is acting under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and he sends Tychicus to Ephesus, although he could have used him there. But Ephesus needed a Tychicus. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 21-22, but that ye also may know of my affairs and how I do, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known unto you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. You see, he was sent above the apostles' need, because there was the greater need in Ephesus. Well, we see that the state of the ministry is first here in these first verses 9-12. But now, Timothy is given the state of the man, Paul. Now, again, we look at verse 13. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments. Now, the prisons were damp and cold and dark in that Roman region, and often the ground was somewhat as a dungeon, in that it was could be muddy and full of insects, maybe mice, maybe even rats. and he sends for a cloak. Here is Paul, a very well-educated man, and at one time quite rich. What is we told in Philippians chapter 3, verse 8? Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Being a tent maker, he knew how to weave goat's skin or goat's hair and make a nice warm coat. Maybe he had left it for someone else. But that's not all that he does. While awaiting his coming death, he spends time in God's Word. He wants to know the Lord all the more. He wants to know his person all the more. In trial, he's seeking to know God the more, even though he knows that his life is about to end by beheading. And he's not looking at my problem. He's looking at my God and knowing him. You know, we all have a date with death, and only this book, the Bible, can prepare you for that time. Do you know by the Word of God that if you die today, that heaven is your home? You see, the Lord will save you. Just like he ministered to Paul in that day, he will minister to your heart and help you. Now, as we continue here looking at these verses, I want to go on to verses 14 through 22 as we go through the rest of this chapter. Now, have you ever said to someone who seems to have a doubt about what you are saying, and yet you're not kidding? And you might use these words. It's true. Hey, it's true. Well, you may have been falsely accused, and you had to respond by giving your side. And when they, in your eyes, seemed unconvinced, you answered, hey, it's true. Well, the New Testament is not laid out in the chronological time frame as it was written. The Apostle Paul was used to write Titus and Philemon, and perhaps Hebrews, which are books that appear after 2 Timothy, but were written before. In actuality, 2 Timothy is the last book for which he records the words of the Holy Spirit. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.